Module 3, Listening 7.
The trouble with emotional eating, aside from the health issues, is that once the pleasure of eating is gone, the feelings that cause it remain. And you may often feel worse about eating the amount or the type of food that you did. That's why it helps to know the differences between physical hunger and emotional hunger. Next time you reach for a snack, check in and see which type of hunger is driving it. Physical hunger tends to come on slowly and can be postponed, which means you feel hungry, but you know for various reasons you have to wait a little longer until some food will be available. Emotional hunger is usually caused by some stress or state of mind. You can't resist the urge to grab some food. It feels sudden and urgent. Physical hunger can be satisfied with any number of foods. Emotional hunger, instead, causes very specific cravings, say for pizza or for ice cream. The very bad thing about it is that you just do not know when to stop. You feel the need to eat more than you normally would. This is different with physical hunger. Once full, you are likely to stop eating. You no longer feel the urge to continue eating. Besides, it does not cause feelings of guilt. Teens who suffer such attacks tell us that emotional hunger can cause guilt afterwards.